Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, and this is your host Danny Pena, and also we have here guest Tony Polanco for the Throwdown Show, and also Tom's Guide. This is because, you know, DR, the Dominican Republic team, is kicking ass, kicking butt the past couple of weeks. I'm like, yeah, you know what? We should do a Dominican episode.
That's it. You know, got to celebrate our gente, you know. But no, I'm enjoying this, man. Whenever like a big game comes out and Paris is too lazy to play it, I take his spot.
Well, to be fair.
We're being fair, you know.
To be fair, he's been traveling. Actually, he was at GDC, so shout out to Paris, man. But yeah, we're going to be talking about, look, I call this review in progress.
Yes.
Of Crimson Desert. We got copies of this a while ago, and I've been playing it. We both around like 20-ish, 20 hours or something like that. The game is pretty long, so that's why I called it review in progress. So we haven't finished the game. I think this is something that's going to take a very, very long time to finish because it's a lot going on in this game, a lot. But we're going to do that. I was talking to Tony the past couple of weeks, like, hey, Tony, what you think of the game? We all agree it's overwhelming. There's so much stuff to do in this game. So much to do. So let's talk about it. Were you excited first or curious about playing this game when they first showed this a couple years back?
Initially, I'm going to say no because I had never played Black Desert Online. So I kind of just assumed this is going to be more of the same. So I'm like, because I'm not really into online games. But then this one was announced and it's a single player game only. I'm like, that's kind of interesting. Then I started seeing the videos and seeing all this wild stuff. Like there's dragons and mechs. I'm like, yo, what is going on in this game? So, you know, when I got offered the review code, I was very curious. So I took it. But yeah, I'm very new to this company. You know, so I... Pearl Abyss, yeah. So I'm coming at it pretty like blind in that sense, but yeah, you know, I think your framing of it is right on, overwhelming, because it's not just that the game is big. There are so many mechanics on top of mechanics on top of mechanics, and they don't explain things very well, right? One of the things about Black Desert Online that I found out, you know, through this whole review process is that you really know about the game by talking to the community, right? And they encourage us to do that. We have like a private Discord and stuff, like talk to each other, figure stuff out. Danny, if it wasn't for that private Discord, I wouldn't have been able to get as far as I have in this game because the game doesn't tell you anything. It literally just throws you in there and you got to figure stuff out, you know?
Yeah,
so, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? The first game that I experienced that where it was all about community giving tips and everything like that, it was Phantasy Star Online during the Sega Dreamcast days, because the game had so much stuff in there that it wasn't enough to put everything in like a little book. Like, you know, back then, for those young ones out there, back then we used to get the physical with the date with the disc, right, or the cartridge back then, and it also had a booklet. In that booklet, it would explain how to play the game and everything. That doesn't exist anymore, especially. Throughout the years, more and more online games, RPG games, have been coming out where the community has just been helping each other out. It's like they've been creating like their own guides, video tutorials, stuff like that, right? Or just social media, people just giving tips like how to do certain things in the game. So that part, I'm used to it. But for those that have not experienced that, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot and confusing too because, you know, like I played this game a couple weeks back. This version, a couple of weeks back, they had an event here in LA, and I only got to play for like 2-3 hours, right? It wasn't enough for me because it was still part of the tutorial, and there were some missions that I got really frustrated at that time because I didn't know what to do. I felt like the controls was like a little bit clunky, right? But once you get it, you get it. Now you're going to start doing a lot of all kinds of stuff because this game has so much freedom to do it your way. It's not exactly how exactly is going to be the same for everyone, how you complete a quest. It's going to be very different. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. This one where you go to this area where you have to burn these plants in order for you to go to like an area, right? I'm not going to say much because
I know part of the quest. About, yeah.
There's different ways how to do that. You could burn it. You could climb. There's different things to do in there that you could solve it on your own. And it reminded me of the Zelda game, the last one that just came out for the Switch.
Tears of the Kingdom, right?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that where you do it your way, the way how you want to complete it. Not everybody's going to do the same exact thing, you know? So that's something that I like about this game. Even though there's parts that I got frustrated because I just didn't know what to do. And sometimes I'll take a little break, come back, and then I figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about be patient and just figuring it out and take your time with it.
Yeah, no, that's the exact thing. Like, even though I do feel it's overwhelming, the other thought I had in my head was like, yo, if you buy this game, you're getting your money's worth. Because it's a game that invites you to live in it, to really get used to its mechanics, the way it does things. And, you know, the more I play, I am noticing that it is kind of like, even though it is taking aspects of different games that we know, like you said, Tears of the Kingdom is one. I would also say Red Dead Redemption is another, and also The Witcher 3. Even though it has those familiar elements, it is doing things in a very interesting way. I'm not going to say any spoilers, but I'm like, you know, there are certain classic fantasy races that are presented in a brand new way that you've never seen before. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then there's, you know, the typical kind of like, oh, there's this like old technology. What does it do? You've seen that in the trailers. I'm like, okay, there's some very cool things happening underneath, but yes, there is a certain like threshold you have to deal with in that beginning. Like the first like 5-8 hours will be very overwhelming, but once you really understand what this game is trying to buy, and like you said, if you be patient, I think you're gonna be very rewarded. And I also believe this game is extremely like meme worthy. Like I expect when it finally comes out, there's gonna be clips all over Twitter like, yo, look at the crazy things they did, look at the crazy, you already see that now, you
know? I can see that.
So I think that's gonna be a big thing. So it's definitely gonna be one of those like community games, you know.
What was there anything while playing this game that you got stuck? You couldn't figure out what to do at first?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch. Because the thing is, like, the game has a lot of puzzles. And again, they don't tell you what to do. This is not like your typical modern game where you have, like, a character beside you. Hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that?
At all. There's none of that.
You know, like, and the thing is, sometimes the game will tell you, hey, why don't you try this? And I'm like, wait, how do I do that? Like, they're like, hey, use this power to do this. I'm like, how do I use that power? You didn't tell me how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so, no, there's I don't think there's ever been a single puzzle that I've encountered so far where I instantly got it. I'm always like, wait, what? But then once you understand it, like, okay, I get it now. But like I said, that community group has been very helpful because sometimes I'm just like, yo, how do I solve this? And then they tell me the answer. I'm like, I never would have thought of that, you know?
Yeah, like, for example, like, have you tried the faction challenges yet? Like, there's
some of them, yeah.
There's so many things to do in this game. There's factions, there's challenges, there's like the main quest, there's side stuff that just pops up like, hey, come over here, we'll talk, and can you do this for me? There's bounties. I've done a couple bounties.
I've done bounties, yeah. Bounties are good because the game doesn't give you any money in the beginning, you know, so the bounties are a good way. But yeah, no, and I also like how when you're just walking around the world or going on your horse or whatever, like, you'll see people asking for help and stuff kind of randomly. You know, there was this one, I could say this because this happens in a lot of games, right? One woman off this road, she's like, oh, help me, my son has a fever. And I'm like, yo, I bet she set me up for an ambush. So I go along, guess what happened? I got ambushed.
You got ambushed? Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that. So, and there's so, and there's so, like, I would sometimes go off the beaten path. I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? So again, there's so much packed in here. And then what I'm amazed by is like, because, you know, obviously we're playing it on PC. The game runs very well. I have not run into any issues, you know, I'm like, and which is surprising. And even the system demand, you know, the specs are not that crazy for this game, even though it looks gorgeous. So I'm really glad they kind of made sure it wasn't for like super high end PCs, because I'm pretty sure they want everybody to play this, man. But yeah, like you said, there's just so much. Yo, I'll tell you this one. For example, I found a bank. I don't know if you found the bank yet, right?
Bank? No.
Yeah, so there's a bank in like kind of one of the main cities. So I go in there, and in a typical game, you know, the bank is where you store your extra money. So I go in there, I'm like, the guy says, yeah, you can store your money and you could also invest and make more money. Like, yo, dude, they got investing in this game now.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah. You know, I tell you, there was one bug that I found by mistake.
Okay. Yeah.
And it wasn't bad or anything like that, but I was like, wait a minute, huh? You know, I have the game in English because this is, you know, English voice actor. And
I know what you're exactly what you're about to say. I'll let you finish, but I know exactly what you're about to say.
Yo, and Korean popped up, Korean subtitle. I was like, wait, what? What? I mean, it went back to English right away, but like, little things like that I noticed, but I mean, there's so many things in this game that's like, so that happened to you too?
Yes, and it always happened during the same thing. Basically, when my horse is somewhere where I can't easily jump on top of him, right? And then like that Korean thing will pop up. I'm like, wait, what? So I'm guessing it's telling me, it's like, yo, you can't ride your horse right now.
Yeah, because the studio is from South Korea, for those that don't know, you know? So yeah, man, I've been having a good time with this game, man. I've been enjoying it. Again, it's some things that I just get a little frustrated here and there. We're little, it's a little things. It's not like a big deal or anything. But, you know, for those who are getting it, yes, they will have an amazing time because people like big, big games, right? For me, it all depends on the situation. Like, I love my short games. I love my long games. You know, it all depends. But with this one, I'm okay with it, man. Like, I think people are going to enjoy it if you buy this game. Now, we only seen the PlayStation 5 Pro. We haven't seen Xbox the Series S or just the PlayStation 5, not the Pro. I'm very curious to see how that game is going to look on that. I did test out the ROG Xbox Ally X.
I did
test it out. Now, you know the beginning where it loads that loading screen? Yes. And then that took forever to load. It took a long time. But once you're in the game, golden, you're good.
Yeah.
To be fair, though,
the first time I started the game, and then after last night's patch, it took a long time to load too. So that's just a thing you got to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it depends on your computer. I think that's depends on that too.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But I mean, like, because I only had to deal with that like the first time I loaded up the game, because I think it was just loading up the world. But every time I loaded into it, it ran fine. But after the patch, it took a long time to load again. But, so I'm guessing when I go back in tonight, it'll be fine again. No, but Danny, to your point, I'm very curious about the console versions because obviously that kind of set off a red flag with some people. It's like, wait, they're only giving reviewers PC codes, you know, like what's going on there? So obviously the only PS5 Pro stuff we could talk about is whatever Digital Foundry may have talked about, for example.
Which it looks great. It looks great.
It does, yeah. So I'm very curious about that. But yeah, to your other point, yeah, this is definitely a game that it demands your time. And if you're busy like me, sometimes like, yo, bro, I don't have time. That's why I haven't been able to put as many hours as I wanted to. But yeah, again, I really think people are going to get like a good value out of this because it's just a lot of game. Like if you'd only buy one or two games this year, you buy this, you're straight for like till summer probably. And I'm pretty sure they're going to have expansions or whatever, you know, to add even more stuff to it. You know, I'm very impressed so far. But it does take a while to acclimate to it. You know, it's not.
It does.
It's not instant. It's a slow burn type of game. You're not going to be instantly satisfied. Again, I've been playing for like 20 hours. Those crazy things you see in the trailers, like mechs and dragons, the game hasn't even hinted at that for me. So I don't know when that stuff's going to unlock. There's just so much, and I can just imagine what else is coming down the pipeline as I keep going.
I battled some bosses, not dragons. I haven't got there yet. But there's people that got in there early, you know, so it all depends on your play style. Like for me, I've been doing the quests, like the main quests here and there, but I'm focusing on like upgrading my character, playing a lot of side quests. I'm doing a lot of like challenges and I'm doing the faction missions, bounty, just getting money and upgrading my skill and everything. So I want to be prepared when I have like a boss coming up because there was one boss early in the game that it took me a while to beat because I felt like I rushed it and I made that mistake of not upgrading my character. So it took me a long, long time to beat it. So, and this is what any RPG, you have to take your time to upgrade your character. Don't rush it. If you want to go there and not get frustrated on beating a boss because your skills are so low, you know what I'm saying? So that's something I've been working on that.
Yeah, I think that's smart because there was one boss that I faced, bro. I don't know if you must have faced him. He gave me the work for 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I think tough. It's the same boss.
Yeah. And like, I had to go back and buy a bunch of food. So you got to craft stuff, you know, bunch of heals. And even then, man, I just barely beat this boss. It was so tough.
You know what I was doing too? Cause I was like, no, I'm very far. I'm getting close to beating this boss.
Yeah.
You could you have the option of, if you have this feature, if you have this item, you could revive yourself, but you only will get 30% of health back.
I have those, yes.
So I wasted all those little items. I can't remember the name of it, where I use that every time I died because I'm like, look, I'm getting closer and closer. I know I could beat this guy. Let me just continue. So I the first time I finished all my items and I died and I couldn't do it. I had to like revive back to the nearest checkpoint.
Yeah.
But now I knew what to do. So when I battle him, I probably died like once or twice, and I was just like on fire blocking. Because that's something they have to do, man. Yes. Blocking is super important in this game. Super, very super important. Yeah, because that, the pair, right? That's what they call it, pair. So yeah, when parry. You do that,
oh, yo,
yeah, parry, parry. There you go, parry.
Yeah, yeah.
When you do parrying, it helps you because now the enemy or the boss will feel like not controlled, like they're like all over the place, yeah. Right? Like almost they're falling, and that's the time for you to attack. So I've been doing that a lot. Sometimes I miss. It's not easy sometimes.
It happens,
you know?
Yeah. It's not easy, yeah. But I'm glad you bring that up because it shows you that once you beat a really tough boss, it is so rewarding. You feel so good. Like for that battle specifically, I felt good that after I finally beat him, I was like, oh, I didn't use any revives because I had fought him so many times. I figured out it's like not only that, there's also like a kick move you could do that throws them off a little bit. And there's a bunch of powers you can use, but I still haven't gotten good at using the powers in the middle of a battle. But yeah, man, it's a challenging game. But like you said, if you do a lot of missions, you level up your armor. Make sure you sharp. I didn't know you could sharpen your sword in this game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah,
and like because the game it doesn't tell you this, and you could also like go to an anvil to repair your stuff. So if you do that, have a bunch of heals and just unlock powers, you'll be good to go. But again, you gotta. Very patient, like you said. You got to be very patient with this game.
This is something I didn't know because I was just like curious. Let me change outfits. Like, because there was an area where, and again, I'm not going to say the story or anything like that or the quest, where you have to go to like a certain castle and sometimes they will not let you in an area because they find you suspicious. Like, who the hell is this guy, you know, coming in? Yeah. But sometimes when you wear certain things, it will allow you to go in because you will blend like the other faction, let's just say, right? So I didn't know. I was just experimenting. I'm like, wait a minute. I could go in like this? Ooh, screw it. Because I was trying to figure out how the hell I could get inside because it was not – I couldn't figure it out. But then once I changed my outfit, I blend in, went in. I'm like, all right, this is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was something that – took me a while to figure out because, like you said, it doesn't explain how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's cool that you figured that out for that mission because it doesn't tell you, and it's not a spoiler either because you do this multiple times. There is a mission I just did where it flat out tells you need to change to this outfit. You know, but it shows you how versatile the game is because on a mission that didn't tell you that you did it and it worked. You know,
so okay, I think we're in this. I think I'm in that mission and I don't have that outfit. I think I sold it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
I'll tell you off here because I don't want to say anything.
okay, but so I
you could do that, you could actually screw things up for yourself.
Yeah, because I think I made a mistake. Can I buy that again?
Well, if actually you can, if you sold it to a specific person, there it's called the
I don't remember, bro. I don't remember who I sold. Because I was trying to get, again, it was during that time where I was fighting a boss or an enemy that I couldn't figure out. I was selling stuff because I needed healing items. You know what I'm saying? So I think I sold it by mistake.
Okay, yeah. It happens, man. There's one mission I think I actually messed up as a side quest where I needed to cook a specific thing for one character. But the thing is, I was in the middle of another boss battle and I used up all the things. I ate her food.
You ate her food? Oh, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like she gave me ingredients and I cooked this food. And for whatever reason, I just went off on my own, faced the boss, ate all the food I made for her. I'm like, now I don't have the ingredients.
And wait, so you couldn't finish that mission at all?
Nope. Yes.
They have to be away.
No, I have to cook. I have to find the ingredients again because they tell you what the ingredients are. I have to find them and then cook it again.
Oh,
you
know? My God. That
it's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think the audience are going to say once this game comes out? Because, you know, this is going to be mixed. I think there's going to be different opinions about this game. For me, I think it's a good game. It's just one of those, like, you have to be patient to play this. Like, take your time and just enjoy.
Yeah. No, and I'm glad you say that because think about this. If you guys have heard some of me and Danny's other reviews, like, when we were talking about Resident Evil, we were like, oh, it's good. We're like, yo, this game is awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This is not going to get that kind of reaction from most people, but I do think the people who this game connects to, they're going to love it.
Well, they're like, gonna
this
love
is going to be their game. It's not a game for the mass audience or whatever, but I think the people that it connects with will absolutely love it. And I think even people who are on the outside will appreciate all the memes that come out of it. So I think this game has a good shot of being like, just like the game itself, it'll be a slow burn over the months. People go, oh, this is cool. Oh, you could do this. You could do this. You could do that. You know, but yeah, if you want something that's instantly gratifying, this ain't it. You know?
Well, but here's the thing, Tony. I think, besides Resident Evil 9 and Resident Evil Requiem, I think this game has been getting the most buzz out of all the games that recently, like that's coming out this year. It's been getting so much buzz that even people are wondering, is it true? Is this game too much? Or is it too good to be true? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I mentioned that because, yeah, you've seen this, not for everyone, but I feel that a lot of people are going to be curious and they're going to buy it because of the buzz.
Yeah.
And also the reviews too, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But what I mean by it's not for everyone, I don't mean that a lot of people aren't going to buy it. I mean, like, you know, it is not an instant satisfying game, like something simpler, you know? It's like, it's a game that demands a lot, but there are a lot of people that do want that. I think that's why you're seeing a lot of interest. That's the reason I decided to review. I'm like, hey, there's a lot of interest in this game because I didn't really have it on my radar, but when I saw the buzz, I'm like, you know what? Let me try. And I'm glad I did because, you know, it is a very, like, again, very robust game that gives you a lot. And I'm pretty sure, like, even though we're, like, what, 20 hours into it, which is already way more than Resident Evil, right? It's like, you know, we haven't unlocked even a centimeter of this thing. There's so much under the surface.
Yeah, and here's the thing, guys. There is no difficulty to change this.
No, there's not.
You play start from the beginning. That's it. That's, you know, you'll be there for a while because there's some parts which is really, really tough in the game.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. I also wouldn't say it's, I mean, at least what I played is still not as difficult as a Souls game because you have more ways of doing things, like you said. You have more ways of preparing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And there's also ways to complete Souls quests or those missions.
Yes.
You know, it's not just the typical, everybody has the same solution. No. There's going to be tons of different ways. Put it this way, like I saw a trailer a couple of days ago of the character flying rockets, like using rockets.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen that yet.
Me either. I'm like, what is happening in these trailers, bro?
It's like, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot. Like, I'm like, how much stuff is in this game that we don't know yet?
Yeah, no, there's gotta be a lot.
That we haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God, it is crazy, man. But like, I'm going to keep it real. Like the story so far.
Yeah.
It's not when I was like, wow, memory. Like, I think the game itself and the environment, to me, that's more memorable than the story, in my opinion.
You feel the same? I agree with that. Yeah, because again, even though we're 20 hours in, I still don't feel the story has, it's kind of like you've seen it before when it comes to like medieval stuff, even though there are some interesting things under the surface. And as I'm talking to some of your side characters, you actually get to learn more depth about them. Like there's this one, a girl on your team, but she really has a soft spot for dogs. I'm like, oh, that's kind of sweet, you know? But yes, the general story, at least so far, isn't like blowing me away. It's like, it's kind of things you've seen before. There's a medieval world. There's some kings and, you know, bad stuff. Oh, there's some craziness, but nothing that's grabbed me yet. But I think you're right. I think the main selling point of this is not the story. It is that crazy gameplay because there's so much you could do with it.
But yeah, like you were saying earlier, we are going to see tons and tons of videos of people like, hey, I discovered this. Oh, look at the things I could do to do this, you know, like we're going to see a lot of that. I think that's the reason why the game is it's going to get a big buzz when it comes to that part.
Yeah, dude, I already heard there's already Wikipedias for this game and it's not even out yet.
Really? Oh, yeah, snap. Like, that's crazy.
Like that lets you know this is going to be a big community game for sure.
For sure, for sure. Anything else? Anything else, Tony?
Yeah. Again, review in progress, people. Keep that in mind.
Review in progress.
We may update this, but yeah, so far I appreciate the ambition the studio is going for. If you're very patient with this game, I feel it'll be very, very rewarding because, you know, it's a lot going on. And I definitely suggest, you know, when the game is out to go to those community boards, you know, go wherever and talk to other people and figure stuff out. Because that aspect is very rewarding to be talking to people and figuring stuff out as a community.
Yeah. And I want to say this. And I want to mention how big this world is. This is bigger than Red Redemption 2. And that map is big. This is bigger.
Way bigger. And, yo, the draw distance in this game is crazy.
It's crazy.
You can see so far. And the thing is, anything you could see.
You could go to.
It's like, yeah. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a big map. This one makes it look like a little town.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's so many hidden areas, man, that I've been discovering, like caves and like just random stuff. I'm like, what the heck? It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
It's dope.
It felt very overwhelming in the beginning of the game that I'm like, okay, let me just go from A to B. Let me just do the normal quest. But then once you start playing it and start riding your horse, like, okay, now I'm a lot better. But in the beginning, it's a lot.
It's a lot. They throw you in the deep end, bro. They're like, yo, go ahead. They throw you in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. They got the deep end of the pool. They throw you in the middle of the ocean. Like, go ahead, man, learn to swim.
Yeah. So, Tony, for more information, people to check out your content, and I know you're probably going to have a review on the Throwdown Show. Are you planning to talk about it more in there or no?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. So, yeah, you can check me out at tomsguy.com. I will have a full review of this game for you on the embargo date, which is March 18th. I'm also going to do like, you know, my little talk about it on Throwdown as well. So Throwdown, my podcast, comes on every Thursday and Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Thursday is when we talk about general gaming news. And then Sunday is when we do reader questions and all that. But yeah, I'll definitely be talking more about this game. So you could check out my further thoughts over on, they call it X now, on Twitter, at Romudeth, R-O-M-U-D-T-H, man. Hit me up, man. Let's talk.
Yeah, so check out this episode under the description. I'll have Tony's link of his Twitter account, or X, whatever you want to call it. Click it, make sure to follow him, and let us know you listened to this episode. You know what I'm saying? Let us know.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. All right, Oren, thank you for listening. And also shout out to Pearl Abyss for sending us codes early of this game. Because I know it was very highly requested from a lot of people to get this review code in. And not a lot of people got the opportunity, and we got it. So thanks to them for hooking it up. I'm still going to play this game. Hopefully we'll talk more about it in the future, even after the release of the game. And stay tuned. Until next time. Take care. Thanks, Tony.
Peace. Thanks, Danny.
Peace.